Pepper Young's Family. The story of your friends, the Youngs, is brought to you by Camay, the mild beauty soap for a smoother, softer complexion. This is Alan Kent. And listen, have you ever asked your husband, what made you fall in love with me? Now, maybe you've never asked him that, but certainly you've wondered. And of course, the answer is all sorts of things. Your husband fell in love with you for many reasons, but certainly one of them was the way you looked. And that's why this fact is important to you. The fact that a change to Correct Mild Skin Care and one cake of wonderfully mild Camay will give you the smoother, softer, younger-looking skin that may remind your husband again of the day he knew he was in love with you. But you ask, will Camay really give you a lovelier skin? Well, listen. We had experts, skin specialists, find out what Camay's mild and gentle skin cleansing would actually do for a woman's skin. So they had literally scores of women try it out. And do you know, most of those women soon had smoother, softer, younger-looking complexions. And you will, too. Soon, if you'll simply change from haphazard skin cleansing to the mild Camay method of truly correct, gentle cleansing without irritation. It's called the Camay Mild Soap Diet. Directions are on the Camay wrapper. So, get some Camay, and your very first cake will give you the smoother, softer, the younger-looking skin that will make you a lovelier, younger-looking woman. Now, Pepper Young's Family. Peggy and Carter are both before the fire in their house. Both are reluctant to tear themselves away from the coziness that envelops them. Finally, with a sigh, Peggy says,
Carter, I suppose I ought to be getting home.
That's funny, isn't it?
What, darling?
Talking about getting home when this is home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is home.
Now, it seems wrong, doesn't it, darling, to have to leave here? Have to go out into the cold when we're so warm by our fire? Well, it's so sweet to have you here. I love the smell of your hair, and I love the feel of you here in my arms.
Darling. But we just have to go.
Peggy, tell me something.
What, darling?
Pigs, am I crazy not to keep you here in our home, not to marry you when I have the chance? Am I, Pigs? Am I?
Yes, darling, I think you are.
You don't really mean that, do you?
No, of course I don't. I understand how you feel, Carter.
I've got to believe I'm right, darling. I've got to.
Of course you're right.
Pigs, I love you too much to marry you now. I love you too much, Peggy, to marry you at this time.
Yes. Yes, dear, I know. You told me. You explained it to me, and I do understand, Carter. Believe me, I do.
Keep on telling me you understand, because, well, sometimes at moments like these, when you're so close to me, when I'm so intoxicated with the scent of you and the touch of you, I'm not sure. I think I'm being a fool to let you slip away from me for one moment, to give you up for even a single instant. Oh, Pigs, I love you so much.
Darling, I love you, too.
And I'm going to have to put you away from me. I'll put the fire screen around the fire.
All right, dear.
And I'm going to get you a hat and coat and put it on you, and I'm going to take you home.
Oh, dear, do we really have to go now?
Mm-hmm. We really have to go now. Yeah. At least we won't have to be afraid of the house catching fire.
That's right. Oh, darling, I hate to go out into the cold. It's so heavenly in here.
But you're going out in the cold, and no fooling. Gee, it was nice having them all come in tonight, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
You know, first off, I thought it'd be terrible having anyone break in on us at all, but Peggs, they're such swell people, all of them. All of your friends and your family, they make me feel as if I belonged here, as if I were one of them.
You are, darling. You are one of us.
And having them come here to our house, having them all tramp down here through the snow, I'll never forget it, Peggs.
Me neither. It was so nice entertaining them in our own home.
You know, I can always think of this place when I'm away. I can always think of the firelight and of you. I can always think of them sitting around on the floor and of your father asking for Tipperary and your mother not letting him sing it. The rest of us joining in with all the songs. Oh, Peggs, I'll have so many nice things to think about. I don't believe I'll be as lonesome as I was before.
Oh, darling, if only you never had to go away again.
I know, dear. I know, but I do. I do have to go, Peggs, and I don't mind going. Because by going, I'll be helping to get it over with that much sooner and bring me back to you that much sooner. Now, come on, sweet. Here's your coat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking you back to your father's house. I'm not going to call it your house because this is your house.
Yes. Yes, darling, this is my house.
You know what I wonder sometimes?
What?
I wonder why moments like this can't last forever. Moments like this very second with both of us standing here watching the embers die in the fire, my putting your coat over your shoulders and holding you in my arms this way. Oh, Peggs, why do they have to end? Why does anything beautiful and sweet and lovely ever have to end? Well, come on, dear. I'll never get you home standing like this. Come on. Out you go.
Ooh. Oh, goodness, it's cold out.
I know. Yeah. All locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come here. Let me take you out. Let me hang on to your hand. You know, Peggs, I love your hand and my hand. I love to feel your fingers and your palm against my palm. Peggy, do you know how much I love you? Do you know what heaven it is for me to be with you?
Darling, I love you, too.
I can't bear a day or an hour or a minute or even a second to go by that brings my going away from you any nearer. I can't bear it, Peggy.
Neither can I, Carter.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to hold back time. I'd like to put up my hands and hold it back the way you'd hold back a wall that threatens to fall on you and crush you. But you can't do it, can you, Peg? You can't hold back time. You can't stem it any more than you could if you put up your hand and tried to hold back a Niagara. You can't do it. Everything has to end, and that's what frightens me, darling. Everything has to end.
Yes, Carter. Perhaps it does, but it begins again. It's like going to sleep and waking up. A lovely day has to end when you go to sleep, but then you wake up in the morning and another lovely day has started. See what I mean, dear?
Tell me more, Peggs. Tell me that when I have to leave you, when the time comes that I really have to go away from you, that another time will come when I'll come back to you.
Of course the time will come when you'll come back to me. And for good, darling, for good and for all and forever. And we'll never have to go out in the cold like this. We'll never have to leave the fire dying. We'll just go upstairs together, hand in hand.
Peggs, I'm so grateful to know a girl like you. To love a girl like you. You don't know what it means to have a girl like you to love.
Carter, I'm like lots of other girls. The world's full of girls like me.
That's what you think, but I know different. You're just... Well, you're just about everything that a man wants to hang on to and to believe in and to hold before him. And I don't know what I'm trying to say, Peggs. It's so hard to find words to describe how I feel. They come stumbling through, but half the time I don't say what I want to say. I can't say what I want to say. All I do know is that I'll have hours and hours when I'm back there telling myself what a fool I am to have let you go away from me even for a minute. And then I'll have hours and hours of being glad that I did. Because I'll keep on saying, Peggs, that it was the right thing to do. And then I'll have hours of being afraid you won't wait for me to come back.
Of course I'll wait for you, Carter. You know that.
I know it now, Peggs. I believe it now, but there'll be times when I won't believe it. When I can't believe it. Peggs, I'll be so afraid that somebody else will take you away from me. Somebody will mean more to you than, well, than I mean to you now.
I'm not afraid of that, darling. I'm not afraid of anything, really. I'm so sure that we'll be together sometime and that we need never be parted again.
No. You know, I never want you to go away from me once we're married. I never want to leave you even for a minute. Please, darling, if I have to go away on a trip, if I have to go away even for a little while, please go with me. Wherever I go, please never let me be alone again.
No, darling. I'll never let you be alone again.
Oh, Pigs, I feel so content when I'm with you. I feel so, oh, so very, very happy. This is happiness, isn't it? This is the thing you read about in books. Pigs, this is it.
Carter's hand is in Peggy's as they walk along through the snow, going home to the Young house. And he realizes that he has everything in the world in having her, that this is happiness. This is what all men strive for. This is it. Now, there's a famous New York actress who says this.
I'm not a beautiful woman. I think my looks are, well, average. But early in my career, I learned this, that a woman who feels sure she's attractive is attractive. A woman who feels sure of a charm is charming, because that confidence shows in everything she does, in her walk, the way she holds herself, the way she talks, everything. Know that you're attractive. Feel sure of your charm. And that's just the impression you'll give everyone else.
And there, friends, is the best reason I know why this fact is important to you. The fact that Camay not only perfumes your skin while you bathe, but also leaves you sure of your charm, sure that you're irresistibly feminine. And that confidence will show in everything you do. For when you can feel sure of your charm, irresistibly feminine, that's the impression you'll give everyone else. And you can be sure that Camay will impart to your skin a subtle fragrance no other soap can give you, a delicate spring-like scent that is the very breath of daintiness, femininity, and charm. And at the same time, once you change to correct skin care, your daily Camay baths will bring a new freshness and loveliness to your skin. Camay is so mild, you see, that it cleanses without irritation. And always, each time you use it, remember, Camay perfumes your skin while you bathe and leaves you sure of your attraction, irresistibly feminine. And when you're sure you're attractive, then you are attractive. Pepper Young hears some surprising news from his mother. Surprising and troubling. Be sure to listen to Pepper Young's family tomorrow. Friends, teach your family not to waste soap. That's important in wartime. Tell them never to leave soap lying in the water while washing or bathing, because that makes it soft and easily wasted. Pepper Young's family is brought to you by Camay. Now, until tomorrow, this is Alan Kent saying goodbye.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Share the thrilling experiences of the Lambert family in Brave Tomorrow. Meet courageous Jean Lambert. Learn of her valiant struggle for romance and happiness in a world at war. Share her joys, problems, and challenges. See her build her brave tomorrow. It's romantic, heartwarming, inspiring.